This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Have you ever been through a rough patch in life, a dark time? My guess is that you probably have, and I hope that you got through that okay. But wouldn't it be good if we had the answers as to why these dark times come? The truth is, as I see it, there are no easy answers to explain these dark times and disappointment. And even though 2001 seems fairly way off now, the events of September 11 still haunt me, and I think many others. You know, I heard the news that the following morning here in Sydney and was shocked by what I saw. Such a great loss of life, innocent people dying suddenly, tragically. And one woman, a Christian woman, who lost her husband in the World Trade Center there in New York, she said that when the news broke that my husband had been killed, a terrible darkness descended on me, but a hand reached out to me in the darkness. It was a rough hand, rough with work at a carpenter's bench, and his hand was pierced with an ancient wound. There it is. It's an amazing thing. Who will know when we will face dark times or a challenge? Are you going through a thick darkness right now in your life? That darkness could be a financial worry, it could be physical, emotional, it could be a spiritual problem or a relational problem. It was Warren Wiersbe who said, "When you and I hurt deeply, what we really need is not an explanation from God, but we need a revelation of God. We need to see how great God is, and we need to recover our lost perspective on life." And I think that's a really good and thoughtful statement. In the Corrie ten Boom Museum, you can read this statement from the late Corrie ten Boom. She said, "It's not easy to put into practice when struggling with loss or bad news. Often I've heard people say," she said, "how good God is. We pray that it wouldn't rain for our church picnic and look at the lovely weather." Yes, God is good when he sends good weather. But God was also good when he allowed my sister, Betsy, to starve to death before my eyes in a German concentration camp. I remember one occasion she said, "When I was very discouraged there, everything was dark. There was darkness in my heart. And I remember telling Betsy that I thought God had forgotten us." "No," said Betsy. "No, Corrie, he has not forgotten us. Remember his word, for as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him." There is a notion, she says, of God's love available. There's plenty for everyone. May God grant you never to doubt that victorious love, whatever the circumstances. They're words from the great Corrie ten Boom, who suffered intensely during the time of the Second World War. It's in the Bible, in the Old Testament, Psalm 139 actually says, "With your powerful arm you protect me on every side." And the psalmist was talking to God. "Suppose I said, I'll hide in the dark until night comes to cover me over. But you see in the dark, because daylight and dark are all the same to you." And in Isaiah 50 verse 10, "Let him who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God." The Bible actually is full of stories of people who needed to trust God in the darkness. King David was one such person. Samuel anointed him king of Israel. But there was another king there by the name of Saul who was still on the throne. And when Saul learned that David had been anointed king, he was furious. He wanted to kill him. So David had to get out and run, flee for his life. And so for 10 years, David was a fugitive, forced to take up residency with a loyal band of followers among the Philistines in a village. So he led his men to battle, and they returned and discovered their village had been raided by the Amalekites. Their village had been burned to the ground, families had been kidnapped, and Samuel describes the scene when David and his men found the place destroyed by fire, their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. David and his men wept aloud. His two wives had been captured. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. But David found the strength in the Lord his God. That's from 1 Samuel 30. Thank you, Lord, that you do give us strength in those dark times. May that be so and true for us today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.